up the welcome mat and let me welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, how you doing? Yes, so good to see you. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Of course, it's Sunday already, April the 26th. How about that? Time is a flying. I mean, next week begins May. I mean, praise the Lord. Well, Fred, so good to see you. How is the weekend coming along? I pray it's coming along quite well. In fact, this past week, I had a chance to go down to Georgia. And I'll tell you what, Georgia is so, so pretty this time of the year. It really, really is. And the hotel I stayed at had a Gideon Bible in it. So I was quite encouraged. And I even mentioned and thanked the general manager for having the Bible in the hotel. So, yep, I'm kind of coming down from that. And I pray your weekend as well. And today we're actually talking about waiting on God. I mean, and I don't, nobody in here struggles on waiting on God, right? I mean, we are extremely patient. No, not even close. Not me, at least. So that's what we're talking about today, waiting on God. Talk about a relevant subject right there. So sit back, relax, pull up a chair to the table of fellowship, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Oh, when he rolls up his sleeves, the angels putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Now when the sky was dark, in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
That's right. We are lifting up Jesus today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And today we're talking about waiting on God. Psalm 130, verses 5 and 6 says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word, I hope. I love that. Listen to that. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning. More than watchmen for the morning. I love that. Dr. Arthur Pearson once told of being alone in the study of the great man of faith and achievement, George Mueller. And thinking it would be a good time to look at the great man's Bible, he opened it and was thumbing through its pages when he came to a verse in Psalms where it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." And opposite on the margin, Mueller had made this notation. He said, "And the stops too." That's awesome. You know, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, but according to George Mueller, the stops are as well. So friend, as you're waiting for him, I encourage you to do what the psalmist did in Psalm 130. It says, "In his word, I hope." So put your hope into his word because, friend, it is filled with encouragement and it is filled with promises.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I pray that your Sunday is coming along quite well, and I don't think there is anyone that really enjoys waiting for something. I mean, think about it for a moment, though, friend. Do you like to wait? I mean, the answer for most of us is no. I mean, we strongly dislike waiting at the doctor's office or in line at the DMV. Or even for our Big Mac at McDonald's. Can I get an amen? I mean, we simply just do not like to wait. But what if we have to wait on God? Think about that. Sometimes we may be praying and praying and praying for something, and maybe we even get to the place where we are not sure that God even hears our prayers anymore. Is that you today? Well, I just want to encourage you from a passage you probably know by heart, probably a passage you read just a couple of months ago, maybe a passage that you read while growing up in Sunday school. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And I encourage you not to run ahead of God or take matters into your own hands. This will usually lead to pain and frustrations and sometimes even sin. God does indeed hear your prayer and knows what is best for you and your life. So wait on Him because He cares for you.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. Covered in shame when He came for me. I couldn't run from His presence. I couldn't run from His arms. Jesus, He loves me. He loves me. He is for me.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Hallelujah.
separate us from your love.
Thank you for the
nail pierced. You washed us clean.
Hallelujah.
If you're glad that you're forgiven today, sing.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Seated on the throne.
Seated on the throne.
Crown you now, yes.
Crown you now.
With
victory. Crown
you, reign.
Fred, thank you so much for listening today. Of course, it's Sunday, April the 26th, 2015. It's Joey Kroll with you. I pray that your weekend is well. Yep, it's the second half of the weekend, and today on Sunday Worship, we're focusing on waiting on God. Oh yeah, popular topic. Very much so. You know, the Word of God says in 2 Peter 3:9, it says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you. You know, Charles Spurgeon once said, "Stand still. Keep the posture of an upright man, ready for action, expecting further orders, cheerfully and patiently awaiting the directing voice, and it will not be long, as God shall say to you, as distinctly as Moses said it to the people of Israel, go forward. If the Lord Jehovah makes us wait, let us do so with our whole hearts, for blessed are they that wait for him. He is worth waiting for." Wow. Talk about nailing it right on the head. Charles Spurgeon reminding us to stand still.
Come thou Father, every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, all from sin.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a
I lift our voices to God.
Lord, we pray to be a sanctuary.
Randy Wathwell in Sanctuary right here on this edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio. It's Sunday, April the 26th, 2015. I pray that you're doing well. It's Joey with you. Hey, just a quick reminder, coming up on Saturday night, June 13th, be sure to mark this down on your calendar. Ivan Parker will be in concert along with the Singing Men. Now, it was going to take place at the Parkland College Theater, but we're still kind of ironing out some stuff right now. But while we're ironing that out, head to the calendar Saturday night, June 13th, 7 p.m. Circle that on your calendar, and we'll have more details as we head closer to that date on tickets and where that concert is actually going to take place. Once we have that confirmed, we'll certainly send that to you. But friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention today. You can always catch up with me. In fact, I love getting emails each and every week. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org. I love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends that gets underway tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, friend, as you enjoy the rest of your weekend, remember this week that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.